Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
When it comes to most people, when it's a midlife crisis, they'll buy a sports car, they'll do this, they'll do that. For me, my midlife crisis, I feel like I'm basically going through one now, is to surround myself with things that give me a reason to not leave the house anymore. Like the kegerator. It's like, yes, I love the pubs and clubs around this area, visit them on occasion, but it's good to have it close by around home to save a bit of money during these tough times. So it gave the old man...
While everyone else was rebelling against the COVID lockdowns and that, you went, no, finally, like I don't feel embarrassed about being a shut-in.
Some have called me a doomsday prepper, some a visionary, a madman, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, the kegerator gave the old man the project of doing that. Easy, too easy for him. And I'm sort of like, okay, got to keep his
mind. You always portray your... What's your dad's name again?
Paul.
You always portray Paul as like this pantsless madman that lives out in the bush.
No, he is.
And he does get around in his underwear. Hello, Paul, if you're listening, but...
He's not. He doesn't get up before midday.
He switched on when it comes to all things mechanical. Like, he used to be, what, an engineer for the council or something?
Yeah, mechanical engineer. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met. He can make... He's like MacGyver. He can make anything out of anything. He looks at something and goes, all right, that's how we're going to do it.
He's a mad scientist.
He is. And I've given him a new mission. I've said, you know what? Let's build a pizza oven, you know. Love wood-fired pizza. Been studying all these videos online, looking at how to make them and all this sort of stuff.
You know, you can buy them pre-made. They sell them.
Yeah, they can, but I'd rather make it myself. I feel like I'm at that level now where I'm ready for a new challenge of making really awesome pizzas at home. I've tried other different things.
You had a lot of success building the smoker out of the filing cabinet.
We don't talk about that.
Why not back it up by trying to build a pizza oven?
Your Honour, can we strike that one from the record? Yep, all right. It's all done. But yeah, gave him this mission. Looked at all these videos online. A lot of them actually, it doesn't cost that much. A lot of them involve getting a gym ball and then putting it in like a plywood slab and then having half the ball above it, half the ball under it, and using it like a paper mache mold as you would with a bowl. And you put some plastic
over
it.
That's how you get the dome.
You concrete over top and you do that. So all of a sudden I told him that. He's like, yep, I'm in. Let's do it. Go out there yesterday to take the first steps of building what it's going to sit on and taking measurements. And he's very meticulous with his measurements and everything like that. And he's like...
Measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, I'm terrible with that sort of stuff. And we get out there and I look at the platform that he's made for it, the trolley, and I'm going, oh, that's huge. I'm like, that's overkill, man. We don't need... This is huge. And like, this is like a dining room table. Like, we don't need something...
Oh, right. You could see it from space. Like, he's building it way too big.
I'm going, we don't need something this big. No, that's way too big. And then Mum's going, just tell him, because you know what he's like. He'll just go absolutely ham. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, you think that's... Maybe a bit too big. I was like, okay, what else can we use then? And I take him over to these other things, these little four panels, and I'm like, this should be the perfect size, half the size, you know, whatever. And then he's like, okay, no worries. And at this point, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I've finally come up with a good idea. So it's basically like a dog gate thing with these little hinges that you put these pins in, like to keep cattle in, something like that. So he starts welding off the hinges off the side so we can just weld it all together. And I'm going, okay, good idea. And he's like, all right, let's get the ball and let's measure it. Puts the ball in there and goes, okay, so the ball's this big at 75 centimetres. We're going to add probably an extra, it's going to be another 10 mil of thickness or whatever, 100 mil of thickness, should I say, around the outside. It's going to get bigger. And he's going...
Just to let our listeners know, there will be a fact sheet available on the Power FM website later.
Yeah, so he's like, well...
Turned into better homes and gardens all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think it's going to fit. And I went, oh, yeah, maybe it's not. And he goes, yeah, I measured it pretty precisely, the other thing that I had set up. He let this play out just to say, I told you so. He knew before I even grabbed these things and went, this will probably work. He knew, and he's like, this isn't going to be strong enough. Like, he's like, all right, I'll just let you go. He wasted like half an hour.
He's like, why listen to me? I'm just an engineer. What would I know what I'm talking about?
The end of it, he goes, I've measured precisely. And he did. I'm not joking. Like, when we finally went back to the other way, he said, this is all perfect. Like, geometry, there's lines, there's cross sections.
Laser precision.
He's like, look at this. He keeps bragging about it, going, look how good this is. I'm like, yes. I'm like, do you want me to leave you alone with it for a couple of minutes? And he goes, this is the only joy I get in life now. Is when something like this is going to work.
I'm just picturing a man wearing no pants saying, I told you so.
I told you so, buddy. And I'm like, all right, no worries. We haven't got to the stage of concreting yet, but he's gone. I reckon he's going to get all the stuff today. He's going to go full hand with this. But then he's like, all right, now it's time to weld it together. And I thought, oh, he's finally finished rubbing in and saying, you know, that's it. I was right. You were wrong. He goes, put on some welding music. And I'm like, all right, no worries.
Welding music?
Yeah.
What?
So I can weld in time and tune to the music.
So he's like a welding surgeon, isn't he? Yeah, where they perform surgeries and they put the classical music on in the back. Yeah. Is this what he does?
Time it with the welds. He was telling me back in the day when he was welding, they used to play an Angels song or something like that and use the songs.
So Angels is welding music?
Apparently it was back then, but not today. No. Well, yesterday, should I say. He goes, put on some welding music. Okay, no worries. Hit play. Guess what song comes on? Just rubbing it in even more.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Good. Sounds like you're moving stuff around there. You're doing a bit of cleaning up at home or something?
Oh, really? I just put my cup of tea down.
Oh, right.
Because she's like, this is serious chat. Really now loud. The cup of tea goes
like
down.
A bucket of tea that you're putting down. What's
your
choice?
Wow, that must have been really loud in my microphone. Sorry.
What's your choice of tea, Missy? Yeah. Earl Grey lady or are you...
English breakfast gal. Maybe with a dash of vanilla.
Oh, very decadent.
Yeah.
There you go. Fancy. Yeah.
It must be pretty cool to be on this list with these awesome artists. How does it work? Is it like when someone gets invited to a party, they ask who else is going? When they ask you, you're like, oh, who else is going to be there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't want to go.
And then you're like, oh,
going.
Yeah, if Paul Kelly's going to be there, yeah, I'll be there.
And now it's a party.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Paul was the first, and then everyone else just kind of jumped on board because he was on board. I've collaborated with Paul and with Mark and with Bernard over the years, and I love them. And Vicar and Linda are so amazing. I mean, it's a bunch of blokes and me and Vicar and Linda, basically.
Representing.
But it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Have you been to Bateman's Bay before?
I have, yeah. I've got a friend whose family has a holiday house up there, and we go camping often around that part of the coast. So, yeah, I love it.
So we'll claim you as a local now, basically. That's what we do.
Yeah, sure. You can basically say I grew up there.
Born and raised. Missy Higgins, yeah. Look it up on Wikipedia.
You've been doing a lot of touring lately. More recently, you're at the Monday Bash in Broken Hill. Mm. You talk about collaborating. You actually got on stage with Midnight Oil, the Wilcannia Central Schoolgirls Choir. Who was more fun to perform with, Missy?
Oh, my gosh. Very different experiences.
They'll both be listening. I must warn you.
It was so beautiful to have those girls sing on stage.
Yeah.
They were really gorgeous. And, you know, obviously they'd never done anything like that before. That was a really special experience. I love that.
Have you been fielding any calls from Qantas to reunite the Qantas choir to help them out at the moment?
That would be amazing. I actually, on one of my recordings, I wrote a song called O Canada, and I recorded that with the Australian Boys Choir, which was incredible as well. Yeah, something pretty special about singing with kid choirs, very ethereal.
The thing I love about you, Missy, is you're so versatile. You're a singer, a songwriter. You can also play multiple instruments, piano, guitar, ukulele, even xylophone. But are you aware that on your Wikipedia page it lists cowbell as one of the instruments that you are
a
virtuoso at?
I'm a professional cowbell player. Yeah, I hit it, I'd say, in total about 4 to 6 times during my set.
You're a master now. You're the maestro.
Yeah, I'm pretty much world-class cowbell player. it's so funny because I have one song where I've literally hit it. That's 10 times. I reckon about 50% of the time I just forget. It's like a whole moment where I'm supposed to do this cowbell solo, and half of the time I completely forget. So it's this awkward silence in the middle of the show, and I'm like, oh, it's my moment. Oh, my God, I missed it.
That's what I was supposed to do. Speaking of the Wikipedia page, as like a famous artist, do you often look on the page and just see what's true and what's not on there, what people have added?
Yeah, funnily enough, we're in the middle of trying to update it because I just looked at it for the first time in ages. Like, oh, my God, this is so outdated. It's like it hasn't been updated for about 20 years or something.
What about the story of when you were 15, you last minute putting in a submission for one of your music assessments or whatever, then you had to sing it in front of the class and you got an A. Was that true or is that fabricated as well?
That's totally true. My whole kind of career got started because I won a radio competition, the Triple J Unearthed. And the song that I sent into that, I actually wrote for a class assignment. And, yeah, it was real last minute, so I kind of wrote it in the recess before the class and then went and performed it. Yeah, I got a good mark. That wasn't made up. That was how it all began.
Did the song feature any cowbell?
No. That was
the recess bell?
Later in my career. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you brought out the Total Control mini album earlier this year, Missy. You've been touring a lot, as I mentioned. I'm sure all these different experiences of travelling around Australia is giving you more fodder for new songs. Are there any plans to head back into the studio soon?
No, there are no plans for that. I've had zero time to do any writing. I'm slowly chipping away at some songs, but it's just hard at the moment with two little kids at home to find much time to myself.
No, that's fair
I
enough.
Get a very small, like 2 hours between school drop-offs and kind of doing the groceries and bloody cleaning the house. And I'm like, I just want to have a cup of tea and look at a wall for a second.
Have you thought about asking them for any song ideas, like picking their brains for any lyrics?
Yeah. I mean, Sammy would just suggest writing a song about dinosaurs or Minecraft or something, which is not something I find particularly inspiring.
It's an album I would buy, though. Like,
yeah.
Well, we cannot wait to catch you on stage January 28th, the Red Hot Summer Tour, returning to Mackay Park, Batemans Bay. Missy Higgins, thank you so much for making the time today. We'll let you go do the school drop-off.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's time for some
space talk.
Yeah, space nerds like myself will be very excited because tonight the Artemis 1 rocket will be launching from Kennedy Space Center over in Florida. NASA launching the first, I think, of three rockets to the moon.
Oh, the moon. Love
the moon. I mean, we went there back in 1969. I say we, I mean, America did but, you know, we were involved.
We were.
Australia did play a part. You know, if you've seen the movie The Dish.
That's right.
It's a real-life story about how the satellite, the observatory at Parkes played a part in beaming the images of the moon landing around the world.
That's right. That's why there's a statue commemorating Sam Neill for helping out.
That's right, yeah. So this is one of three rockets as part of NASA's mission to return to the moon.
Mm.
The thing is, it's an unmanned rocket.
Oh, that's...
Or an unpersoned rocket. I don't know how you say it these days.
Uninhabited?
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I'm like, why isn't someone inside this? You've done it before.
You can do it again.
What do you do? Like, Jeff Bezos is launching William Shatner into space. Why is it so hard to get astronauts to step on the moon again?
Yeah, what, does no one want to go? They met up a roster and everyone was like, oh, I'm away that week. Sorry, can't do it. I've got a thing. I've got a party.
There's not just a shortage of tradies. There's a shortage of astronauts as well at the moment. NASA's really struggling to find casual workers to step in and fill the roles. So they are aiming at putting a person back on the moon by middle of this decade, right? So somewhere around 2025, 2026.
Yep.
Artemis 3, I guess, will be the one that will carry an astronaut to the moon. But as I mentioned, once again, we will be playing a part in beaming the images of the rocket launch, which is on at 10:30 tonight our time.
Yep.
We'll be beaming at the NASA's Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex is just outside Canberra.
That's a mouthful.
I know. And so those guys, they're the same guys that track Anthony Albanese's trips overseas. They'll be tracking the Artemis 1 rocket when it launches 10:30 tonight.
Nice.
I don't know if they need a whole space complex to do this. Like, if you can use an app to track your Domino's pizza order.
Exactly.
Like, and when the driver's going to arrive, surely they can just use apps to track a rocket these days.
It makes sense.
Doesn't need all these experts behind the scenes, but yeah, there is a huge team at the Canberra complex. They've got centuries of space tracking experience between them, and they reckon that's going to be huge to the mission's success.
Such great technology. But
it's incredible, isn't it?
Like you said, with the tracking device, it's like they've bought a new car and they're not splurging the extra $20 for the extra insurance or something. Like, ooh,
that's
going to tip us over the
edge. It'll be right. But they have done some major upgrades. Like, NASA has helped do all these upgrades to the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex. So they've got large antennas there now, which have been crucial to the preparation of the Artemis program. But I just hope they don't have the same problem we have with our antenna at our place, because I wouldn't want the launch, like the live images,
the big event
of the Artemis launch being interrupted by Corellas like landing on the antenna. It's like, do you have a problem there at the Canberra Space Complex? It's like, nah, she's right. There's some guy waving a broom at the Corellas. Get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.